Hi, I'm Josh, and welcome to the Wild Nature Photography Podcast, the podcast that talks the art and craft of nature photography. It's the 7th of June 2021, and this is podcast number 9. Now, on this episode, I'm going to be doing a book review. Now, these are something I have been doing for some time on my blog. In fact, it has been some time since I've done a book review, I should say. I haven't done one in a long, long time. And part of the reason for that is that it just takes a lot of my time to sit down, properly digest a photography book, and then sit and actually write a coherent review. And it just makes a lot more sense, I think, to move my book reviews from the written word to podcasting and to my podcast channel. It's just a better vehicle. It's going to allow me to do more book reviews more often. And I think it's also better for being able to talk a little more informally about the books. And I think I'm going to be able to get across my impressions of a book more effectively in the podcast. So we'll see how that goes. As I say, it's been quite some time since I've done one of these book reviews, and I plan to do all my future ones through the podcast as well. And the book I'm going to be reviewing today is Paul Nicklin's Born to Ice. And if you don't know who Paul Nicklin is, then it's well worth taking a few minutes out of your day to look him up. He is one of the major players in the nature space. He is very much known for his both Arctic and Antarctic photography. And I'll come to the full review of the book in a moment, but I just want to spend a moment going over how I've rated books in the past. So on my blog, I have reviewed them and talked about the print quality, the presentation, what my thoughts were on the quality of the content, and then I've given the book an overall rating. And those ratings have been from 1 to 5 stars, with 1 being basically give it a miss. There are better books on that subject that you should probably look at first. 2 stars being consider buying the book if the subject appeals to you. 3 stars being nice to own, a quality publication that should probably have a home in a serious photographic library. 4 stars, you should definitely own this book and consider it an important part of your library. And then 5 stars, which is a must own. No photography library should be complete without that book. Now, book reviews are somewhat subjective, but I do believe very strongly and passionately that photography books are a fantastic way to improve your own work. If you're not looking at photography books, and specifically photography books in the nature genre, which is what I'm going to assume you're interested in if you're listening to this podcast, then I think you're really missing out, because photography books, not only do they allow us to see what other photographers are doing in our space, in our genre, but they also give a great insight into what the possibilities are that you can do with your own photography when out there in nature. I know I take a lot of inspiration from photographic books. There's something that I collect on a regular basis, and I think if more people took the time to spend with photographic books, they would improve their own photography, because you can learn a lot about what people are doing in the field, what works, what doesn't work, how photographs can get grouped together. There's just a lot we can take away from photography books, and that's why I think it's important that we continue to look at them, and that's why I also want to review them, and I want to review them on a more regular basis than I've done in the past. My reviews have been a little bit too sporadic, and that part of that has just been because I've had such a hectic travel schedule before COVID came along. Now that I've had the time to get my podcast up and running, to really think about where I want to go with book reviews, I'm just going to, it just makes more sense for me to move them to the podcast. So with that said, let's get into the review of today, which is Paul Nicklin's Born to Ice. And as I said, if you don't know who Paul Nicklin is, you should really look him up. He is very much one of the more respected and more well-known nature photographers out there who has specialized somewhat in the polar regions. Much like myself, a lot of his work has been done in the Arctic and Antarctica. And Born to Ice, I think, is really his magnum opus. It's the best of his work. And it's a huge book. Like, right up front, let's just be clear, this is not a small book that you're going to easily travel with. This is quite a tome. It weighs in at nearly 4 kilos. So it's a very, very substantial book. And look, right away, I'll be clear, I have several issues with this book that I'm going to talk about in this review. You know, the book itself is nearly 400 pages, nearly 4 kilos. It's a very large book, a coffee table style book that would be at home in any beautiful house on a coffee table. The problem is that the book is so large and heavy that it's very uncomfortable to sit and read in the lap. And that's how I like to consume my photography books. I like to sit on the couch, relax, a glass of wine or perhaps a coffee, whatever the case may be, and spend time really absorbing the photographs in the book. But what I found was in a very short period of time with Born to Ice, the book became very, very heavy in my hands and was quite uncomfortable to hold. It's so big and it's so heavy that just sitting down with it on your lap is quite uncomfortable. This is really a book that needs to be consumed by sitting it down on a desk or a table and opening it up and spending the time to go through it that way. And that's just not the way I consume my photography books. So I found this quite an awkward book to digest. And to be quite honest, after about 10 minutes of holding this book, I was tired and I started to just flip through the pages kind of randomly. And I think that's never a good thing. So let's talk about how I'm going to review these books and what the format's going to be before I make any more comment on Born to Ice. So the first thing I want to do is I want to talk about the overall outside presentation of the book. Now, that's where this book really shines. The overall presentation from the outside is beautiful. The choice of cover photograph of the frozen polar bear footprints is beautiful, as is the inlaid silver text, Paul Nicklin, Born to Ice, with foreword by Leonardo DiCaprio. The way this book is bound and presented is beautiful, and it's going to look amazing on any shelf. I think that's a given. It just looks fantastic. The silver inlay writing that's on the cover is carried over down the spine. So if you are putting your book spine out, you're going to be able to see what it is. And the overall quality of the binding, it's section sewn, which is really fantastic to see. Very high quality, very thick hardcover. And just very impressive. The book itself was published by Tushin. Tushin are a very, very large, well-respected publisher in Italy, and it was actually printed in Italy as well. And I'll come to that a little bit later because I actually have some problems with the print quality of this book. But look, let's first of all finish on the overall presentation. I think beautiful, well done. It does look $1 million when you look at it from the outside. And when I first received this book in the mail, I was very blown away, to be honest, by the presentation. The presentation is 5-star. It's outstanding. Not much more really needs to be said, I think, in that order. I picked up this book from Amazon on special for about $40. Now, I think at $40, this book is cheap. I checked today and currently it's sitting on Amazon for about $72. And I think even at $72, this is a lot of book for the money. This is certainly one of those books that looks like it cost well over $100. And if memory serves, when this was first released, it was well over $100 to purchase. I think I just picked it up at a sale price, which was just a matter of good timing more than anything else. There are some used ones on Amazon as well, and you might be able to save a few dollars if you're interested in purchasing it that way. So let's move on to the layout and presentation inside. And this is unfortunately where the first problems really start to come into Born to Ice. Over and above the fact that this book is extremely heavy and awkward to sit with on the lap, there's no real consideration being given, I feel, to the layout of this book. Now, the book is broken up into effectively what is two sections, the first section being the Arctic and the second section being the Antarctic. The problem is that seems to be the end of the thought and consideration that was given to the layout of this book. Now, many of the photographs in this book are double page spread, full bleed, which means the image runs right to the edge of the page. And that's something that I personally don't like. I really like to see an image presented with a white border around to constrain the image. My feeling is that full bleed images, my eye tends to run off the page. And when it runs off the page, it doesn't really find a nice place to rest. And the problem in Born to Ice is that we can go from double page spread to double page spread, and then we'll turn the page and then we have one image that is constrained by a small white border. So there's just no consistency to the way the photographs are presented in this book. And that carries over between color and black and white as well. And I'm just flipping through the book now as I talk about it. You know, we go from black and white to color, back to black and white. And there isn't a nice flow of the photographs inside this book. It's like a handful of photographs were handed to the publisher on disc. The publisher was told there's an Arctic and an Antarctic folder, and they've just virtually been randomized. There's no real thought to it. And certainly there's no nice flow from one image to the next. Often the transitions are quite jarring as we go from image to image and page to page. And there are just so many full bleed images that just don't work for me. I feel like when I look at those, I'm missing a lot of the photograph in the gutter, in the center, and also that, you know, the images have been trimmed, obviously, to fit the format of the book. And I feel that, you know, Paul's photography suffers as a result of this. It just doesn't do his work justice. I've seen a far better presentations of his work in the past. And I think that, you know, although Born to Ice might be his life work or magnum opus, if you like, that more attention to detail should have been given to the layout on this book. Because again, as I'm flipping through it now, going from color to black and white, to black and white, to more black and white, this one with a constrained white border, and then again into color, it just doesn't flow and it doesn't work for me. I'm disappointed that, you know, Tushin, who are such a well-respected publisher, wouldn't have put more thought into the layout of this book. It just doesn't work for me. Now, obviously, your mileage may vary with this, but that's my feeling on it, having spent quite a lot of time with this book now. It just doesn't feel like a well-thought-out layout. Now, there's virtually no text in this book outside of some introductory text on the Arctic and then some introductory text on Antarctica. There's no explanatory notes about each photograph, where exactly the photograph was taken, what equipment might have been used, or the story behind the photographs. And I find that that means for me that it makes it harder for me to engage with the photographs. If I knew a little bit more about them, you know, if I knew where this photograph was taken and under what circumstances, I think there would be more interest there for the viewer. But when I look at these images, and I'm looking at one now that's, again, a full page, full bleed of some frozen polar bear footprints leading into an ice cave, black and white photograph, would love to know where that was taken. Could have been Greenland, could have been Svalbard, could have been anywhere in the Arctic, the Canadian Arctic perhaps, who knows. We just don't have any information about it, and it would be great to know, you know, was it taken on the cusp of winter? What's the story behind this photograph? Because quite often, you know, where these photographs are taken in very remote places, and it's great to know a little bit of history behind it. We can turn to the very back of the book where there is an index of the photographs and we're given a very small thumbnail size of the photograph, and there we can find a little bit of information about the photograph, what the subject is and where it was taken. But it's quite troublesome in a book this size having to flip back and forth between an index and the page that you're on to learn something about the photograph. And again, I think that just destroys the experience for me. So overall, I think the presentation of this book is unfortunately quite poor, and I wish more thought and attention had been given to it. Now, when it comes to the print quality of this book, unfortunately, there's more trouble in paradise. Although it's not bad, it's not great. And for a publisher of Tushin's standard, I would have hoped for better. Now, the paper stock itself is quite nice. It's thick. It's I wouldn't call it matte. It's a semi-gloss, but with a very gentle gloss. And, you know, it's quite an appropriate type of paper. But the print quality, again, I think really lets this down. It's just not as good as I would hope for. Many of the images look soft to my eye, particularly, I should say soft in parts, but over-sharpened in others. And I just think that's a case of how the photographs were handled, how the CMYK separations were done for this book. I think, you know, it's disappointing that the print quality is not better. When I look at a book that has truly great print quality, like perhaps the Appa Gold book that I reviewed on my blog some years ago, you know, that really is the gold standard for print quality. This unfortunately falls way short. So it's as I say, it's not bad, but I, you know, in a book of this size, of this quality, by a publisher as well known as Tushin, I had hoped for more. You know, again, the layout doesn't help, but the overall print quality itself, it just lacks. It lacks depth. It feels a bit flat to me. I think that more care and attention to detail should have been paid to a book of this, you know, of this quality. Certainly when you look at a book from the outside, I expected more. And quite honestly, the first time I sat down and started looking at the images in this book, I was disappointed. And now as I flip through it in my lap, I'm still disappointed. Many of the images that feature snow and ice really lack texture and tone, in that snow. So that tends to look a bit flat and white. And, you know, again, more care and attention should have been paid to this. I really feel that probably what's happened here is that the photographs were literally handed to the publisher. They did the layout. They probably did some test proofs, looked at them and said, yep, these look okay, and off they went to market. I think that, you know, unfortunately, it hasn't worked for them in this instance. Now, when it comes to availability and price for Born to Ice, as I say, it is available on Amazon at the moment for about $72. I think that's about the cheapest I could find for a new copy. You may be able to find it in other places. I'm quite sure when this first came out, it was well over $100. As I said, I think from memory, I picked it up for about $40 on sale. It's one of those books that I feel like at $40, yes, I'll buy it. Yes, I'll put it in my library. I may not look at it very often, perhaps more as a reference to Paul's work than to sit down and actually enjoy a photography book. That's kind of where this sits for me, unfortunately. You know, it's nice to have. I feel like it's one of those books that, as a nature photographer, deserves a place in my photography library. But I also find myself wishing that it had been more thought and care had gone into this book. So that's my review of Paul Nicklin's Born to Ice. Overall, I am unfortunately disappointed in this book. I think, you know, again, more care, more attention to detail would have served this very well. I will say it will look beautiful sitting on a coffee table. It's a very large, impressive book. If you're going to, if you like to have large, beautiful books sitting on your coffee table, this is going to look right at home. And, you know, I think many people will pick it up and leaf through the pages and be quite amazed at the photographs that are within. But having seen Paul's work in other places, I know it could be presented far better than this. So I'm going to give this, book 3 stars. I think 3 stars is where it sits. Nice to own, you know, quality publication that probably should have a home in any serious photographic library, especially if you're into nature. But I can't really go higher than 3 stars. I think the internal layout, the quality of the print just really lets it down. I'm not going to knock off any stars for the size and weight of the book. You know, I think that's a personal thing. I just don't like to consume books by sitting them on a desk. I want to consume them by sitting on the sofa and being comfortable. But, you know, the print quality, the layout, that lets it down. So 3 stars from me for Paul Nicklin's Born to Ice. Have a look at it if you can. If you can pick it up on sale for around $40 or let's say under $50, well worth your time. At $70 to $100 or more, I'd say give it a miss and wait for it to come on sale. So that's my review of Paul Nicklin's Born to Ice. Let's just wrap up there. One final thing, just a reminder for those of you who asked how you could support the podcast, there is a link in the show notes where you can buy me a coffee if you'd like to help with the hosting fees for the podcast. And that's always very, very much appreciated. Thank you to those of you who wanted to do that. The only other piece of news today to wrap up with is it looks very much likely that my Finland workshop for wolves and wolverines is going to go ahead this October. There's a few more pieces of the puzzle that are just falling into place with permits and travel. But if you're booked on that trip, I'll be keeping you up to date. But at this stage, we are going ahead with that. So I'm very excited for the opportunity to get out and photograph in nature up in the wilds of Finland and on the border between Finland and Russia. Very much looking forward to that indeed. So I'm Josh. This has been the Wild Nature Photography Podcast. It is the 7th of July, 2021, and I look forward to seeing you out in the field.